right the search box and type Old Mole or Old Mole Variety Hour. Today's show should be up very soon, by tomorrow, maybe even this afternoon. Join us again next week for more news, views, reviews, and interviews from the Mole's underground perspective. I'm Bill Resnick, your host today, signing off for the Old Mole. See you next Monday at 9. And one final thing, if you haven't done it yet, please call. Call KABU, go on the web, and contribute to that radio station that's the breath of life here in Portland. That's all for today.
Do you think about furthering your involvement with KABU Community Radio? Do you want to help KABU connect with the community? If this sounds like you, please join us for the Events Workshop Recruitment Meeting on Monday, June 19th at 6 p.m. here at KABU, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Events Work Group needs assistance planning all KABU events, especially the big celebration event for KABU's 50th anniversary, scheduled for the summer of 2018. Events Work Group members are volunteers who are willing to make a commitment of monthly work group meeting participation with tasks between meetings. All are welcome. We are always looking to make space for and amplify for the voices of KABU community members. Events Work Group Recruitment Meeting on Monday, June 19th at 6 p.m. here at KABU, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. Please RSVP to Jill Blanchard at jill@kabu.org.
Chris.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland, and the time is now 10 o'clock. Please stay tuned for Air Cascadia. Morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, June 19th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM, everywhere. A little bit of weather for the region today. It will be mostly clear. Highs today around 87. No wind at all to move those temperatures around a bit. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 59. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs around 75. And tomorrow night, bit of overcast up there. And a low around 53. So, others have been soundly taken to task over the issue of Russia and why we should not think about Russia. So don't think about Russia. Don't think about Russia. Don't wait. Now, don't you feel better after that? Sort of a little purge there and yet. The problem is that Russia isn't going away. And Trump's dealings with Russian oligarchs, mobsters, and hitmen is still there. I find it extremely odd. I've said it before, but I do find it odd that none of this has come out in any of the proceedings thus far. And Trump and his gang insists that he's not under investigation. But why would you have to insist that you weren't under investigation if you weren't under investigation? Trump already has given away the fact that he knows that the Justice Department is taking, albeit somewhat late, somewhat overlooked investigation. We're trying to talk this morning with Marcy Wheeler at Empty Wheel. She's been doing a lot of investigating on this. She's a frequent contributor to The Intercept. And if we can get her this morning on the show, we will. We're trying right now. She's a busy woman right now. Her investigation, if no one else's investigation, has certainly turned up a lot of material. She also has written recently an extraordinary article on Section 702 of the FISA Act, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which it would certainly behoove all of us to take a long, hard look at. Again, we are still living under the Patriot Act. That was supposed to sunset long ago. And yet, here it is. It still hovers over us. And, thus, the FISA Act. None of this was supposed to happen. We let it happen. This is what can occur if one isn't. I don't know. Is it even worth saying? If this is what can happen if one doesn't take steps to sound the alarm early and often. But it's more important now to act, just do something. Well, we really, apparently marches are not cutting it. It's really far long past time to take very, very serious action, because a lot is going on right in our own backyard. It is just extraordinary how much is happening to democracy in America. And marching about it isn't working. We really, it's time to accept that and come up with a different strategy. Just impossible to stress that enough. We do try. It has been an exciting weekend. We've had a little terrorism against Muslims. We've had a little terrorism they're not Muslims. They're people who are beyond frantic to have their voices heard. But it seems it's impossible now to get through even a simple quiet weekend without running into it. That said, I'd like to give you a bit of a taste of Marcy Wheeler's writings. She's been working her way through FISA-related documents that were released last week, and she came across something that happened back in October of 2010. The NSA tried to turn Section 72 into a domestic surveillance program. First, it's important to know that before 2011, it appears that the government Section 702. It should be 702, 702 certificates approved every 6 months. And also, the initial certificates were approved a month apart, in part because the initial certificates were also approved a month apart for some very interesting reasons. which I'm hoping that eventually we will get Marcy on the line. The government submitted two sets of documents in that area, and that's what explains the nearly identical pairs of documents that were released just last week. It's incredible what has been going on with the government's use of the FISA Act. Sometime in late summer to fall of 2010, the government submitted very dramatically altered requests. The targeting certificate from 2010 was submitted on a very odd timing, and none of the targets of it described as including U.S. persons. And then all of a sudden, boom, U.S. American citizens were being targeted by the FISA Act and investigated. It seems odd to me that it's so easy, and it's a seamless, effortless process to investigate American citizens for everything and nothing, for anything and nothing. And yet, someone who's blatantly committed crimes, a person such as Donald Trump, and who there are direct lines between Trump's associates and Russian mobsters who have killed when someone gets in the way of business as usual. This is a question of investigation roiling Washington, D.C. and Trump's ardent followers, but there are loud declarations that he's not being investigated. If anybody in the whole bloody country should be investigated, it's Donald Trump. If anyone, any one of us, did a tiny fraction of what he's been up to, they probably even bypass the investigation part and go straight to jail. It is phenomenal. I'm looking at Marcy Wheeler's findings. It's complicated. It's hard to understand it, and that reading it, over a first go, reading it a second time is absolutely jaw dropping of what the government has been up to. That said, let's come back to something just a little bit closer to home. Very interesting to me. It turns out that John Kitzhaber, who insisted that he broke no laws back when he was under the beady little eye of Justice American style, he insisted he broke no law, and federal prosecutors backed him up. On Friday, it was announced that no criminal charges will be filed against Kitzhaber or his fiancée over allegations that she used their relationship to win contracts for her consulting business. Whoa! Wow! That's exactly what Trump is, in fact, being investigated for, or if he isn't, he certainly should be, is associates of his and their contacts. And the questionability of said contacts. But turns out that it really depends on who you know, just as it always did, who you know and how the money flows. That's what this is all about. Well, okay, good on you, Kitz. Maybe you shouldn't. Be a little careful who you associate with in the consulting field. But nonetheless, it is so blatant, so clear and obvious. And the second view of the proverbial elephant is what's Kitz going to do with his newfound exoneration? Maybe run for, let's say governor? Could that be what this is all leading up to? I just can't keep myself from returning to Marcy Wheeler's work and what she has come up with. There is a lot more to talk about, and a lot more investigations that we should be investigating ourselves. Beyond that, investigating of investigations, perhaps that would be a good place to jump off into direct action, because Lord knows we need some direct action. We need it fast, because it is out of control. This regime is way out of control. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, June 19th, 2017. And you've been listening to KBOO Port, and Betsy engineered for us today. Thanks so much for that. Derek Hooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Finance Committee is the third Thursday of each month at 5 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, PC, Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions based on their personal values and